went through a process over there. Since I've been here, we've been kind of going through a process. And we would bring these resolutions to the legislature. You would authorize them. And always, you know, setting the rate not to exceed amounts. Because again, the rates are set by the state. You're required many times by courts or other services to provide services. Depending on what the kid needs is the services they get. There's not a lot of flexibility yet. And when we set the terms of the contract, so when they first joined the county, we did this contract, and every last year, every month, with amendments to contracts. Because we just didn't have the limit set on enough. And I'll never forget one of the former legislators who was on this committee was, my God, you know, look at all these kids that we're adding to the system, and this is not the case. It's caseload is relatively consistent. It's gone up in the past year because of opioid, which we talked about last month. But many times it's kids' needs change, and that we move them around depending on the type of programming that they require. And so two years ago when we did the contest, we're like, let's just set them all at a higher limit, $3 million. And we're fine for the same legislators. Like, my God, we've authorized $68 million in spending, which is just not true because we can't spend more than what's been appropriated in the budget. So back in 2014.
Hold on, real quick. That being said, I'll just be honest with you. I'd be more comfortable seeing you more to add on. You justifying a big lump sum and saying, look, we're going to constantly be coming back to you, constantly come back to us.
But just let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
So that became administratively burdensome for something that, whether you do this contract or not, we must provide these services and pay this bill. You know? So, we did that, and then the reality is we can't spend more than it's appropriated. So give you a sense, back in 2014, on a gross basis for foster kids, including all these services plus all the credit services, we spent about $16.8 million on a gross basis. Okay, last year we spent $13 million, so the cost has actually been going down. Because your goal here is to provide preventative services, do things to keep kids out of high institutional placements, if you can, right? So we've been pretty successful at it. So what we did is we sat down, and I talked to Chairman Ronk about this several times. Tracy Bartels is something that she's zeroed in on for the Ways and Means Committee. So what we did is we said, let's strike a balance. So what we did is we categorized all the contracts. We looked at the prior 18 months worth of expenditures, plus did some projections of what we think they're going to look like for 2 years. And we did the two-year renewal by setting up essentially tranches for the contract. So we have like a tranche of contracts, and we know we're going to be under 50, but not under the legislature. Where we have maybe one state goes to a very specialized service, right? Then we did $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, and then one $3 million contract for a very, very expensive program that we know we're going to use. So that's how we divided them up, based upon looking at 18 months worth of service, give up a 2-year projection, and instead of doing it, it's a global, here's enough for everybody, and realizing some legislators, felt uncomfortable with that, we try to strike a compromise that comes up to the five tranches, and that's what presented to you today in kind of a summary form. So,
also, I just was texting with Vicki. She says that it was submitted that way by contract management. Yeah. So, who you say she chose the way it sounded like it was a bit misleading.
She wrote it. Vicki wrote the resolution. I don't like that resolution.
Eric Stocks gave that to us. Is there any way we can figure out why we're writing it that way?
I did not write this resolution. It's just the truth.
But you're here asking me to vote on it. I'm asking you for information. That's all.
I'm telling you that the reimbursement is the county shares approximately 52% for everyone we spend with.
And I'm telling you I'd be more comfortable if we knew we had a written record in the legislation.
I didn't write the legislation. That's what I tell you.
You oversee the individual that did write that right.
Chairman, I think the committee should decide how we're going to deal with the legislator's question. I think that we can get that information. I'm happy enough to vote tonight on it based on the information matching what we've done in the past. Also, I do appreciate this idea that there would be a comparison of how the programs have worked in the past and appropriate money or set up the resolution so that you don't have to come back to an estimate that makes sense.
and I would trust that we get that. You can maybe give us some updates, either at a yearly, or we'll certainly get it at the two-year point of whether we were on the mark or missed it by a significant amount. I was going to make the comment, because it really applies to the collection of these, is that I'm just tremendously impressed with the diversity of these programs and of the quantity and kinds of services they're providing. I know some of the programs, but not all of them. It kind of opened my eyes to see that there were many more programs doing similar but different work. And we definitely need to have these. And so I'm very happy for the amounts to be provided to us as they have been.
Again, the tranches, I think, is our idea to strike a compromise with this, you know, recognizing that we spend less today on the totality of the services than we did several years ago. I mean,
which is amazing.
Yeah, but again, so...
Do you have anything on how and why?
Excuse me?
Do you have anything tangible, quantifiable, where you can show us, look, we found savings here, here, and here?
No, I can tell you that we spent $16.8 million in 2014. Last year, we spent over $13 million. So, and I know why it is. It's because of the type of cases we're dealing with and the work that we do to prevent placement of children.
In each contract, the lowest cost is for the foster boarding houses, and the more you have to hospitalize, the more you're going to have those higher costs adding up.
There are kids in our custody that require 24-hour psychiatric evaluation.
That's your point. Spend more than appropriate anyway. So I don't know. To me, if this is potentially a clerical error, I think I've seen enough of these contracts come through that it's pretty boilerplate. And if that's the only issue, then I'm comfortable moving forward with it. And as far as the not to receive amount, I know that people back and go, why is not to receive built into the contract, and then you're coming back and asking to receive it. But if it's a state mandated program and you have additional cases, mm-hmm. you don't have a choice but to come.
It is a state law. State sets the terms and
right. Yep. So.
Yes. I see the not to exceed amount as basically the trigger for can it come back to us.
Right.
Basically, and you know that now we need to look at it again. Something is changing, and so it's a good thing to have.
The trick is not to respect the budget enough and so set the budget that staff.
Sure.
We're doing that.
We do amend the contracts to repeatedly get it.
Right.
I think we start very down to that. I worked with Chairman Rock on this particular one. I shared with him a couple months ago. He was comfortable with it. So.
Okay.
Yes,
should
stay for the vote on this one.
And discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Are you
there? I'd love to get more information on almost everything, and we're just not going to get it. We're going to continue to just get the word for it and be fine, but we're losing the vote.
And
I'm trying to get more information, I think.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Do you want to go through each one of these? They're basically for the same service. I don't know if
these are all the same.
I didn't see the same background material for Resolution 219, so maybe if we pulled that out. But otherwise, if you're agreeable, I think we could block these.
Yeah.
And that would be a question for Nettie, I guess. We got two questions, or one question and then the blocking. Resolution 219.
We can move to block them and the discussion on the block, and then in that discussion you can
talk about. Okay, so move to block resolution 215 through 232.
And my question is 220.
So we, no, we did 214.
Okay. Do we get we have a motion on the table? Second? Okay.
Second?
And then discussion on the block. We will start with, 215?
219?
Yeah. And do you want the discussion on the block to address 219 and 220 and the ones we had a question on?
Yeah, we'll do
okay. So on 219, I just didn't see the same breakdown of information. Maybe it was there, or maybe it's a different program and doesn't have that same amount of... maybe Mr. Cannell could describe the Devereaux Foundation services. Okay. Maybe it's... That looks like more pages than I had in my PDF. I'm satisfied with this.
So I see, as far as Equinox Incorporated goes, we had done business with them in the past, right?
Correct.
And I'm just not, I don't see them on the vendor list. Now, is that because we're paying through the WMS, or why would that be that I wouldn't see them on our vendor?
How do you have access to the vendor list?
How do I have access to it? I'm a legislator. Is that a problem for you? I'd prefer you just answer the question why I wouldn't be able to find them on the vendor list. It's probably not a big deal. There's a reason for it. I'm just trying to get to the bottom.
The answer is a bizarre question from you.
Even if, and is that because there's no county funding to it? And why wouldn't our legislative staff be able to get access to that?
It's county confidential and restricted access to that.
Yes, but why wouldn't Equinox be on our, when we're cutting a check to them, why wouldn't it be listed? Why would that be secret? So then it wouldn't show up. That's the whole reason.
And those are some of the secret logos for that kind of thing. You can't find it. That's why you've got this page from the same welfare management.
Can you get that definitive for me, if that's the case? Because I always think about the taxpayer. If the taxpayer was to want to follow the money and they do the proper FOILs, they should be able to, and not to see them on something that we've done multiple business with, but you're saying we're grabbing the money, so it's not going to show up.
Well, the contract is here, and as far as, the general public doesn't have access to our financial system. There are many payments made to the Department of Postal Services that did not go through our financial system.
Is it definitive to black and white? Would some that were set up this way be showing up and others not?
Depends on what it is. Again, in this case, I got the shell check in.
Okay, thank you.
There are instances where the state of New York generally connects, and we don't pay our share. And they go to a very limited access. There is no way that I could get access to the legislature other than a staff member in your system.
For privacy HIPAA reasons?
And the confidentiality is very, very significant.
Who would have access to that as a county employee?
Staff in the Department of Social Services.
Probably people involved in the care of these individuals.
Yeah. Okay.
you had.
So my question about Resolution 219 was resolved.
Okay.
So just additional information that was available in print that I didn't see in the electronic version.
Okay.
Those
are the only two?
And?
Yeah. Okay. So
just for question is, why isn't listed on our vendor list? So this is a vendor list in that we went into logos and looked for all the contracts and this wasn't there?
No. I'm asking if a citizen went foiled our vendor procurement list, whatever it would be referred to as, anyone that we've paid, any business or vendor that we have contracted with, whether it's for legal information or whatever, would Equinox show up on it? Because when I had Vicki try to look it up today, she wasn't able to find it. That's what the question was.
Yes, the answer is probably, first of all, this contract that she would be approving is a public document that's available to anybody that she could get out. Vicki does not have access to the financial system that generates payment. And this, check it, but this, it, our experience tells me this particular check is probably generated by the state of New York. We're just paying a piece of the pie.
Okay. Any other discussion on the block? So on the block, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And on the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
The rates are set by the state of New York on an annual basis. Yeah, so there might be a one-off. Again, it's usually the terms of the contract and the rates will be appearing as well.
I'll scan it for the book.
Very good. Any new business? Old business?
In the old business, we had talked about maybe doing a pride related to foster parents. We have all these resolutions. I didn't reach out to Department of Social Services. I don't know if this is a convenient time or a good time to try to arrange that, but it did occur to me as I was reading them that this is a lot of work that's getting done not only by...
Yeah, we had this set up.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. And the chairman always has team-based sessions. Maybe that's something that we could do all together.
If I make a suggestion, I know that Mr. Chairman has spoken to me about doing a visit of the services would be the right time to visit. Maybe authorize some additional hires for that unit in the last month. A general programmatic overview on the services side to get a better understanding of some things that are happening and complexities that are happening. The type of children that we're assisting along. I mean, the commissioner has great responsibility having in his care and custody of 170 kids. Imagine you have 170 kids, right? But donating, that might be a helpful thing to do for the committee. And then there's a recommendation would you less about the pride about institutional contracts don't really mean a lot, whereas there are some wonderful foster families that step forward and for children on behalf of the commissioner. That might be the recognition that the individuals are appropriate that step forward either directly to the department or there are a couple of contracts in there like kids pieces. Your agency that recruits foster
recruitment.
So, focusing more on the families versus the institutions.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And would you be able to check in with the, who would it be, with the commissioner about
it? Why don't we arrange the order you want?
Okay.
And
bring us up at that time of young would be good to do it, because it'll take some prep to, if we're bringing in any foster parents, right?
So, we do some of this already, and we'll go, for example, we host recruitment events. We do a cruise for the foster parents.
Can you get an edit to some of those?
I didn't know.
I would go to some of them.
But you're saying so long. So those two things happen. Maybe the first thought process was, you know, what's going on about services to children? Mm-hmm. And that might be some of the things that we deal with.
Would it be appropriate for us to hold our meeting there? So if we do it as a meeting, then it has to be open to the public.
And there's a lot of security things, and again, it's a force that there is something to do with.
But if we have more than the majority of the committee, if we have going, then...
I'm very comfortable with escorting anybody. If anybody wants to say that they're going to say that they're going to come apart, or I'm lucky if they remember the policy, because we're never going to be on your desk.
Okay. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Diane.
Hi. Thank you, everybody.